This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on Tuesday, September 12th, 2017. I'm Mark Boulanger. All the large labour unions in the UK have committed themselves to fighting the pay cap for public employees implemented by the Conservative government with major campaigns and, if necessary, industrial action. The support for action against the pay cap was expressed by the unions Unite, GMB, Unison, PCS, and others at the annual conference of the British Trades Union Congress. The TUC is holding its Congress in Brighton this week. The commitment to fight the 1% pay cap comes after the government indicated that it might increase the pay of police and firefighters, but the unions want all public employees to receive decent wage increases after years of austerity. Dave Prentice is the president of Unison.
We must not fall into their trap. It's a trap we must avoid. We stand together or we fall together. We need unity, one plan of action, to demand real pay rises for every public servant. You are committing your unions to coordinating campaigning activities. And if it all fails, joint ballots for joint industrial action.
Another union which supported a motion at the TUC Congress to campaign against the pay cap was Unite.
President Conference, Gail Cartmell, Unite, speaking in support of Composite 9. Conference, what's so galling about the government's public sector pay policy is the rank duplicity of their rhetoric. We've been told that public sector workers have gold-plated terms and conditions and that their pay should be capped to help private sector prosper. But we know that that's complete and absolute nonsense, and in fact the exact opposite has happened, with public sector pay policy contaminating the wider economy. Cutting public sector pay has sucked out demand, added to the woes in the private sector during and following the 2008 crisis and recession. Enough is enough. We will organise, we will mobilise, we will win.
Mark Sawatka is the General Secretary of the Union PCS.
So our message is simple. Scrap the cap and we all deserve a pay rise. Every public sector worker deserves a pay rise of at least 5% to keep up with inflation and to make up some of the money that we have lost. We have a united demand. Pay rises for everybody, scrap the cap, but we've now got to do something about it. I'm proud to announce that my union last week agreed that we are balloting every single public sector member in PCS between the 9th of October and the 6th of November. We're asking them two questions. Do they agree the cap should be scrapped? And if the government failed to do it in the budget, are they prepared to take industrial action? And Congress, we are aware of the anti-union laws. So this is a consultative ballot, and we're going to do it by post, by email, and by phone. We're going to put every effort into finding out where our members are at. And you know what we're going to do? We're not going to say the ballot restrictions mean we can't take action. We're going to analyse the result by workplace, by branch and employer, and then flood resources in where we need to ensure when we have a legal ballot, we can win. Support the pay lobby, support the demonstrations. But wouldn't it be great if we all had consultative ballots in the run-up to the budget to give May and Hammond something to think of, and if they don't scrap the cap and give rises to us all, we will take united, coordinated strike action and to defeat this government and put money in our members' pay pockets. Support the motion.
The Congress motion to support a fight against the pay cap was also supported by the union GMB.
Amanda Burliff, proudly speaking on behalf of the GMB in support of this important composite on public sector pay. Congress, public sector living standards are under the worst assault since the 1930s, worse even than under Margaret Thatcher and John Major. I'm proud that GMB has led a campaign to lift this wicked and self-defeating pay cap. The people who regularly work 8 hours unpaid overtime every week because they care about our public service. Congress, those people have been let down far too long. Congress, they all deserve a real pay rise.
And that's it. International labour news you can use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.